弥陀佛。听说今天外面是零下，真的是天气非常的冷。
I heard the degree today is below zero outside. Very cold today.
Fahrenheit. Just went down 5 degrees. Just a moment. 好，那不是，你们的心
软不软？还是心也是凉的？
Warm.
Are they warm or cold?
OK, 好，这是我们第四次要讲这个普贤菩萨的行愿。好，那我们希望今天把它整个普贤菩萨的行愿做一个 ending。
This is the fourth lecture on the subject of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice and vows. We would like to finish the whole talk today.
好，今天我们从第八个愿讲长随佛学愿。
We started by talking the number 8. It's called to study with Buddhas and transfer the merits and virtues.
好，那这个愿呢，在我们这个普贤菩萨的行愿在里面，并没有明确的把它标出来。
This vows not very clearly identified within the practice and vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva.
但是呢，等一下我们会谈到的是第十八个愿，进学普贤，还有第十九个愿，学文殊行。
But later on, we are going to talk about the 18 vows and the 19. The 18th is to learn from Samantabhadra, the Honor One, and the 19th is to learn from Manjushri, the Honor One.
Okay, 好。那这个将我们开头要开始讲的是我们从那个华严经的普贤行愿品里面谈到这个所谓的长随佛学，他谈到什么？谈到这个娑婆世界的从譬如真那佛如来呢，从开始发心一直到成佛，他精进不退，以不可说不可说的生命呢做布施。这布施做什么布施呢？包括剥皮为纸，剥他的皮当纸，剥自己的皮当纸，把他的骨来当笔，然后把血拿来当墨来书写经典，书写的经典多好，像须弥山那么多。
Now, this number 8 vows is to always study, always follow the study of the Buddha. It's from the Avatamsaka Sutra chapter of.Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice and vows. It says that further, worthy man, deserves follower of Buddha's teachings is thus, at the time as early as Varachana, the Tathagata of this Saha world, first began to aspire and pursue for Bodhi with his unyielding tenacity. He has sacrificed his lifeby unutterably countless number of times, and given even his stripped skin for usage as parchment, bones as writing instruments, blood as ink in offerings, to write or copy scriptures as quantitative as monsumeru.
所以这是非常不容易的这样的一个供养跟布施。所以我们要谈到，我现在就往下谈几个这个释迦牟尼佛他成道之前的几个故事。
So as you can see, it's really, really very, very difficult to reach to that level of the Bodhisattva. So following this, I would like to illustrate several of the actions from Shakyamuni Buddha.
我们知道譬如真那佛其实是释迦牟尼佛的法身佛嘛，你知道吗？是法身佛，对不对？
对。
所以这个释迦牟尼佛在因地的时候，他刚开始见到这个释迦古佛的时候，就是譬如真那佛的前的古佛的时候呢，他那时候其实是一个陶，是做那个陶器的陶匠。那时候他已经开始在供养古，就是释迦牟，就是他的应该说是譬如真那佛。那时候他在发愿说，我希望跟譬如真那佛一样这个样子。他发个愿，所以他常常精进不退，身也精进，心也精进， 所以他的就是这样子精进不退，精进不懈，所以他有才有因缘，是日后成为释迦牟尼佛，这是一个故事。
So let's talk about Shakyamuni Buddha. When before he attained Buddhahood, many lifetimes ago, Shakyamuni Buddha's, we all know Shakyamuni Buddha's Dharma body is Vairochana, the Tathagata. Now, many lifetimes before he attained Buddhahood, the first time when he met Vairochana Buddha, or at the time it's called ancient Shakyamuni Buddha, when he first time met the ancient Shakyamuni Buddha, he was actually a potter. At the point, he was just a potter making teacups, plates, etc. So when he saw this ancient Shakyamuni Buddha, he was so inspired by this Buddha, he made a vow. He wanted to be just like this ancient Shakyamuni Buddha. So from that original vow he made, continuously he was studying very hard, very diligently, using his body and mind. Never a moment he will become lazy or become idle. He continuously, very diligently practiced since his first vow.
他就是用不可说不可说的 生命，就是这么多这么多的生命呢，来做供养，做布施。我想上个礼拜我们讲过嘛，讲过说释迦牟尼佛在因地的时候，本身故事讲过，他也当过九色鹿，也当过大鱼，对不对？也当过王子、舍身饲虎这样的故事。可是他在因地的时候，其实做了这么多的布施。
Not only he was really practicing very diligently, he also made countless offerings by using his body. Make offerings to Buddhas. For example, last lectures we mentioned about during his many lifetimes, he once was a very big fish. He also was this nine-colored deer, and he also was a prince. So he has used countless and unfathomable ways to use his countless lives make offerings.To Buddhas.
好，那另外一个故事是什么？就是说，在因地的时候，释迦牟尼佛在因地的时候呢，他用身体做布施。那个时候呢，他是一个比丘。哦，然后他看到，远远看到那个燃灯古佛，燃灯佛从那边走过来的时候，那地上有一滩水。这个时候呢，他用他的头发，他那时候人种留长头发的，就布施，就是铺在地上。让这个比丘，然后这个老比丘走过去，那这个就其实就是燃灯佛的前身哦。燃灯佛其实那时候他现了一个比丘身，他看到这个比丘呢做这么样的身体的这个供养跟布施的时候，他就给他受记，他就说哦，你是我受记你将来可以成佛，你的佛名就是释迦牟尼。
Another story that happened during the causal ground of Shakyamuni Buddha.Before he attained Buddhahood. During that time, he was a monk or mendicant. One day, he saw an older monk was crossing the road, and there was a pot of water. He knew that this older monk would not be able to really cross this pot of water.And actually, this elder monk was a transformation of Buddha of Dipankara. So, upon seeing that, Shakyamuni Buddha laid his body down and used his hairs to put his hair all in the water so that there is no wetness there. Therefore, he allowed his body to be stepped on by.This elder monk, who is actually a transformation of Buddha Dipankara. So after this elder monk passed Shakyamuni Buddha, he then told Shakyamuni Buddha that he actually prophesied by saying that in the future you will also attend Buddhahood and your name will be called Shakyamuni.
因为那个老比丘啊，其实上他就是燃灯佛的化身，应化身，应化身。他为什么跟他说起？他一直是说，其实我过去是还没成佛之者的时候呢，其实我也常常做这样这么大的一个供养跟布施，行菩萨道。那我看到你这样子这么样的虔诚的布施的时候，我就给他受记，我就给他受记，说他以后会成佛。
So actually, like I said earlier.This elder monk actually is a transformation of Buddha Dipankara. And when he saw the young monk was so sincere and diligently practiced Bodhisattva path, he then knew that he could give prophesied to this young monk, and therefore he told this young monk that he will beAlso attend Buddhahood and also gave him, also told him what is the name of this young monk when he attend Buddhahood.
另外的故事在哪？就在《法华经》里面，《法华经》里面有一个叫做提婆达多品，我不晓得有没有人持诵《法华经》。那这个在这边讲是说，他说那个时候呢，这个释迦牟尼佛呢，他以前是一个国王。那他为了要听闻一句佛法，听闻一句佛法的时候，这个提婆达多那个时候他好像是一个仙人吧，那跟他讲说，你想听闻佛法可以，你要把你的身体当成我的床座，就是他当成他的，就是当成这个仙人的床，然后可以让他坐在那边，而且侍奉他很久才好不容易听到一句佛法。我的意思是说，在求道的过程当中必须不断不断的舍身，不断不断的行菩萨道，因为听闻佛法除了自己可以修行之外，重点是为了利益众生。
The other story happened actually illustrated in the Lotus Sutra. It's a chapter of Devadatta. This chapter, Buddha was told that.
对不起，老师，我给他讲对。因为南无佛那个时候他是一个仙人，好仙人，那他仙人就说我这里有佛法。你想要听闻佛法可以，你要把你的身体当成我的床跟座。所以那个时候释迦牟尼佛是一个国王，他为了想听闻这句佛法的时候，他把舍身当成床座，然后这样的供养很久之后才听闻到一句佛法，那句佛法除了自己用之外也能够帮助众生。
The story goes like this. During that time Shakyamuni Buddha was actually a kingAnd Devadatta actually was a delicious being. Buddha at that point, the king wanted to hear Buddha Dharma. And this delicious being said, yes, we do have Buddha Dharma here. But to hear it, you have to turn yourself as a bed, use your body.To be served as a bed for people to lie down or sit on. So, for the purpose of hearing the Buddha Dharma, this king immediately turned himself off his body and to be a bed for people to sit on for many, 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 for a very long time, for the purpose of just hearing one phrase of Buddha Dharma.By hearing that, he was able to not benefit himself, he also was able to benefit others.
所以上面我们谈到说，这释迦牟尼佛在成道的过程当中，他示现各种不同的身，只是为了什么？只是为了要听闻佛法，学习佛法，帮助一切众生。所以这样的行为，其实我们值得学习。所以这是我们常随佛学这个佛，我们谈到释迦牟尼佛的佛。实际上，在很多很多的佛在成道过程当中，他们都生生世世的行菩萨道，这是我们应该要学的。
So as you can see from these examples and stories, that Shakyamuni Buddha, before he attained Buddhahood, he had in many many lifetimes practiced Bodhisattva had, and offer himself body and mind to for the sake of hearing Buddha Dharma, and also for the sake of practice Bodhisattva had. So therefore he could benefit himself and others. So for this verse, this vow that Samantabhadra had made to always study from the Buddha, you can see we should always study from the Buddha in all these different kind of examples, how he had diligently practiced Buddha Dharma, or how he had offered himself body and mind to receive the Dharma, to so be able to benefit himself and others.
好，这是佛的例子。那接着我们来看第十八个愿，第十八个赞就是讲进学普贤。大家可以从讲义来看一下，我们可以念一下：诸佛如来有长子，彼名号曰普贤尊，皆以彼慧同妙行回向一切诸善根，身口意业愿离清净，诸行清净刹土净，如彼智慧普贤名，愿我于今尽同彼。
Following, we want to talk about number 18. To learn from Samantabhadra, the honored one. The verse is like this. Each Tathagata has an elder disciple named Samantabhadra, honored one. I now transfer all good roots and I vow to perform deeds of wisdom identical to his. I vow that my body, mouth and mind will be forever pure, and that all practices and lands will be also. I vow in every way to be identical to the wisdom of Samantabhadra.
好，这个赞在讲什么？主要是称赞普贤菩萨的妙行，希望我们都能够学普贤菩萨的妙行。他真称赞什么？称赞普贤菩萨是一切佛的长子，因为他是普于一切如来座前行最大愿的菩萨，所以称为普贤。
Now this vow is actually praise the wondrous practice and actions of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. So it praises him, also want to learn from him all these wondrous practice that he has done. So.Also, to praise this Bodhisattva because he has been the elder son of all Buddha. And also, he is also the senior Bodhisattva for all Tathagata. Therefore, we call him Universal Sagehood or Samantabhadra.
重要是这个普字，他讲说他是一切如来的长子。行一切的一切的一切的愿行，重点是这个普贤这个普字，它就是我想刚开始我们在介绍普贤菩萨谈到说，所有的一切地方有佛的地方就有普贤菩萨，所以这个普字在这个地方非常的重要，它行一切在一切的佛前行大愿。
Now here the key point is the word universal. We call universal sagehood, or Samantabhadra this universal because wherever there is.Buddha, there is Samantabhadra, Bodhisattva. Therefore, this is the key point.
他把他累生累劫所行的一切大智慧啊，一切妙行啊，回向什么？回向一切善根，使我们使他的自己的身口意三业都能够清净，而且能够离贪嗔痴。这样离烂贪嗔痴，这样也都能够清净。他把一切行为都清净之后呢，希望一切国土清净刹土净，那一切国土都能够清净，这是重点在他一切国土都能够希望都能够清净。
So Samantabhadra has transfer all his great wisdom and wondrous practices to purify.Body, speech, and mind, so that the all beings can sever their greed, hatred, and ignorance. Therefore, the practice of Samantabhadra vows will help purify sentient beings' conduct, behaviors, and also purify all land. Therefore, this is what we're talking about here, why we call him universal sagehood, and also we call him great wisdom and wondrous practices.
所以这个愿主要是让我们希望我们自己都能够学普贤菩萨这样子，行大愿跟大喜。
And also the hope that we could all learn from him. Also we could learn from him and also practice great vows and great practices.
好，这是一个例子。下面一个例子，第十九个愿，学文殊菩萨。他说：普贤行愿普端也，我行曼殊势力行。于诸未来皆无倦，一切圆满作无余，乃至虚空得究竟，众生无余究竟然，极业烦恼乃至尽，乃至我愿亦皆尽。
Number 19 is to learn from Manjushri, the Honored One. I vow wholly purify Samantabhadra's conduct, and the great vows of Manjushri as well.All their deeds I will fulfill, leaving nothing undone. Till the end of the future, I will never tire. Infinite and measureless is my cultivation. Boundless merit and virtue I obtain. And with limitless practices, I will dwell in peace and penetrate the strength of spiritual powers. Realms of worlds in empty space, my reach and end.And living beings, karma and afflictions may extinguish, but they will never be exhausted, and neither will my vows.
我们都知道说，普贤菩萨，我们讲前面讲他是诸佛的长子嘛。可是文殊师利菩萨呢，他是诸佛之师，他是大智慧，所以我们也要学习文殊菩萨的大智慧。那这两个菩萨呢，他们都发愿呢，直到虚空尽，然后我愿乃尽。所以他的行愿乃尽，所以我们也要学普贤，也要学文殊。
Earlier we talked about Samantabhadra. He is the elder son of all Buddhas. Here, Manjushri Bodhisattva is actually teachers of all Buddhas because of his great wisdom. So therefore, we not only have to learn from Samantabhadra Bodhisattva.For his great practices and vows, we also have to learn from Manjushri Bodhisattva for his great wisdom.
好，所以这个愿呢，这个常随佛学愿就是我们要随佛，也随菩萨，发掘他们的大行跟大愿。做什么？最重要重点是自己修行，重要还是利益一切众生。众生皆尽，我愿乃尽。
So this vows to always study from the Buddha. We not only have to learn from all Buddhas, we also have to learn from Samantabhadra Bodhisattva as well as from Manjushri Bodhisattva. So the key point here is we ourselves need to continuously practice and learn from all these great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas so that we canhave endless vows. The space may not be exhausted one day, but our vows will never be exhausted. We will continue practice, make vows to benefit all sentient beings.
好，我们讲完这个愿之后，下面我们讲第九个叫做恒顺众生愿。恒顺众生愿呢，大家可以看到第十二个叫恒顺众生善。
Now, following the number 8, to always study from the Buddha, the 9th is always harmonize with sentient beings. And to talk about this, you could look at the handout on the number 12.
常行随顺诸众生，菩提妙行力圆满，普贤行愿我修行，我于未来劫修行。
Here says, always in accord with living beings, cultivating through all future eons, the vast conduct of Samantabhadra, the unsurpassed great body will I perfect. Perfect.
很有趣，这个地方呢，第八愿跟第九愿正好有一个关联在这里呢，就是我们讲说十法界嘛，十法界不是四圣六凡吗？对吗？所以对圣人这个地方我们要学习，可对凡的这个地方呢，我们要随顺。
Here is very interesting. We talk about 10 realms and different kinds of sentient beings. For the fourth level of sagehood beings there, we need to learn from them. For the remaining six realms of beings, we need to help them and help them deliver them from suffering.
好，我这边谈到恒顺众生嘛，恒顺众生并不是众生要做什么事情都要恒顺他，或者做什么不好的事情都是恒顺他，不是这样子的。比如说今天众生呢，他要去去跳舞，比如说像做这样的事情的时候，我们并不是恒顺他呀。这个恒顺的意思并不是恒顺众生一切的念头，不是的。我们要先在这边做一个比较重点的解释。
Before we go deeper about this vows, I want to mention this an important point. To always harmonize with sentient beings doesn't mean to always do what the sentient beings ask you to do. For example,if someone asks you to go to a wild party with them, you know, it's not something you have to do just because they ask you to do it.
可是众生最早是要随顺众生的福德跟因缘呢，重点是要让他们怎么样来修学佛法，什么样的根器，什么样的程度，什么样的状况，给他什么样的佛法，在这个地方随顺众生。
Now the important point.About harmonize with all sentient beings is to following the merits, virtues, and causes, conditions of all sentient beings by offering them different types of Buddha Dharma that will fit them. What kind of roots they are, you give what kind of Dharma to them, then they will be able to willingly accept it and practice with it.So this is how we talk about following or harmonize with all sentient beings.
这个众生呢，不是我们眼睛看到这些众生而已，是一切众生。我们谈谈，比如说我们有四生，胎卵湿化，胎生卵生化生跟湿生的众生，还有什么？他依着这个地水火风而生的一切众生，包括呢依着一切村落啊。树木啊，包括天龙八部啊，人非人的这一切众生，全部都是恒顺众生里面的所谓的众生。
Now when we talk about sentient beings, it's not just human beings or beings that you can see through your eyes. We talk about beings like a different kind of bird. For example, they came through.Placenta or egg-borne or out of moisture or by metamorphosis or different kinds and also living in earth, water, fire or wind. So we're talking about all kinds of different kind of beings, not just the beings you can see.
所以这样你就可以知道说其实众生种类很多、哦、要随顺众生不容易，众生有各种的习性啊，众生有各种的习性，众生有各种自己的那欲望跟念头，并不是学顺他们，是学顺怎么样让众生有因缘听闻佛法。这个部分尊重众生，为什么要尊重众生？就是尊重如来，让众生欢喜，就是令诸佛欢喜。重点在这。
So the key point here, when we talk about harmonizing with all sentient beings, so by say you can see we just mentioned there are all kinds of different sentient beings and numerous kinds of sentient beings, and within that they have so many different kind of habitual tendencies and their thought thoughts and desires, you know, we cannot follow that. You know, that is not what we're talking about here. We cannot follow their own desires and their thoughts, what they want to do. The key point here is we know them well so that we can really offer them Buddha Dhamma that will fit them well, and they will able to use it, and they will be able to practice with it. This is what we call harmonize and follow all sentient beings. And the key point also is when we respect all sentient beings, we respect all Buddhas.
就好像说在荒野当中，就沙漠当中有一棵树，这个树呢，这个树的根啊，树根就是众生，树根是众生，然后这个果就是菩提果，活菩萨菩提果。我们用大杯水去灌溉这个树的时候，让众生吸到那个水，然后滋润成长，最后这个果其实是菩提果，就是众生都能够成佛的果。所以在这个地方，这个神圣众生就是在这个地方给他用大悲心，起大悯心来悲悯众生，然后帮助众生，让众生生菩提心，然后成正觉，这才是我们恒顺众生的目的。
Use example of a tree. The root of a tree is like all sentient beings, and the fruit of this tree is the Bodhi, the attainment of Buddhahood.The fruit of Bodhi. And the way we harmonize with sentient beings or follow in sentient beings is to offer them great compassionate, like the water symbolizing the great compassion. We help them grow. We give them Buddha Dhamma so that they can also grow biggerand eventually become Buddha, because they all have the potentiality of becoming a Buddha. Therefore, we offer them compassion and wisdom, so help them to grow and eventually also attain Buddhahood.
好，而且这个随顺众生要做多久？做到虚空界尽、众生界尽、众生的业尽、众生的烦恼尽，我这个愿无有穷尽。念念相续，你看我们众生这个业怎么尽啊，天天都在造业，这个业不容易尽，那表示这个愿非常的大，随时随地恒顺众生。
Now how long are we going to follow this vow? How long are we going to harmonize and helping sentient beings? This is how long. The space may end itAnd sentient beings may end it. The karma of sentient beings may end it. The calamities or defilements of sentient beings may end it. But my vows will never end it. I will continuously making this vow to help sentient beings. So this is how long this vow needs to be practiced.
我们问一个问题，比如大家在家里面，你要可能是一个妈妈，哦，肯定是一个母亲，或是一个爸爸，或是一个你是一个姐姐都 OK 哈，哦。对家里的人，你做一点的事情的时候，第一天做，第二天做，一个月做，一年做，会不会 complain 啊？会不会抱怨？会哈，哦，一定会。那个就不是恒顺众生，他知道说这个恒顺众生也都不容易达到。
Use another example, like.Maybe some of you are a mother, a father, or maybe a sibling. That when one of your family members asks you to do something for him or her, you do it once, you do it twice, and if this person continues asking you to do it, are you going to keep doing it, or you're going to just say, hey, enough, I'm tired of this, right? If that's the case,then it is not what we are talking about here. We're talking about you continuously making this vow, you're going to help and benefit all sentient beings endless time.
对，我们想想看，我们一生中有没有抱怨过？ 我们有没有抱怨过？从来都没有抱怨的人可以举手看看。
Let's reflect. At this point in your life, have you ever complained? If you have not ever, you have never complained, raise your hand.
所以很不容易的，很不容易的。所以可以知道说，这是一个大愿大行。哦，所以这个普贤菩萨发了这个这么大的愿，其实我们要学习。
So you see, it's not easy to do. It's really hard to do. But still, we need to learn from Samantabhadra Bodhisattva and still try to follow that, to harmonize with all sentient beings and to make vows that you will benefit all sentient beings.
好，这个愿讲完之后呢，我们讲第十个愿叫做普皆回向愿。好，那我们可以看好我们的第八个赞跟第九个赞。
We're going to talk about number 10 vows is to transfer marriage to all others. And you can see your handout number 8 and 9.
好，我们来看第八个赞，叫功德回向赞。礼拜供养即成罪，随喜功德即劝请。我所积集诸功德，悉皆回向于菩提。而第九个的学佛回向赞，里面讲说：于诸如来我修学圆满普贤行愿时，愿我供养过去佛所有现在十方世，所有未来数愿成，意愿圆满证菩提，所有十方诸刹土。愿皆广大显清净。
So number eight, to transfer all marriage to others. I worship those with blessings, praise them, and make offerings. I request that the Buddhas remain in the world and turn the Dharma wheel. The good roots gained from following and rejoicing in merit and virtue, and from repentance and reform, are transferred to living beings and the Buddha way. Number 9, to study with Buddhas and transfer the merit and virtue. I study with the Buddhas and practice to perfect conduct of Samantabhadra. I make offerings to all the thus harmed ones of the past and to all present Buddhas.Throughout the 10 directions. All future teachers of God and man, whose aspirations and vows have been completed, I will follow in study throughout the 3 periods of time and quickly attain great Bodhi.
好，那这个愿是什么？重点就是把以上我们前面讲从第一个愿，第一个愿要是礼敬诸佛，二者称赞如来，三者广修供养。四者忏悔业障，五者随喜功德，六者勤转法轮，七者请佛住世，八者常随佛学无间谈，这九的恒顺众生，这些呢，所有的功德呢，一起回向，一起回向。
So this vow is actually making a transfer to all those vows that we talk about previous, the 9 ones.To transfer all of them to all sentient beings.
He 把这些功德呢，都还回向什么？回向于无上的菩提。你看到第八个赞吗？悉皆回向于菩提。菩提是什么？就是觉悟的事，回向成佛。
What do we transfer to?We transfer to the attainment of both.
OK, 好，那这边我们来看一下。这边呢，我们来看一下，在这个普贤行愿品这里面谈到什么叫普皆回向。他说，普皆回向从第一个愿礼拜，一直到随顺众生一切功德，回向进法界，进虚空界的一切众生，令众生都能够得到安乐，而没有病苦。然后呢，所有一切恶行都不成就，一切善行都能够成就。
So transfer merits so that all sentient beings will become liberated from their sufferings will be able to also attain Buddhahood.
好，那这边谈到什么叫愿行呢？像恶众生的欲，他行恶法的时候不成就，其实想想看哦，我们常常都会起恶念头哦，常常都起那个恶念头，有时候你不察觉，有时候察觉发现哇，那是恶念头。其实普贤菩萨为什么让值得称赞？就是他连众生的这样的恶行的时候，他都希望我这个回向，让他这个恶念都不起，而且众生的一切善的念头、善念的时候，都能够赶快成就。他不只是成就自己，成就一切众生。
So the key point here is that to transfer all this practice involves the merit, so that all these devious, erroneous thoughts and views of sentient beings will be changed, transferred into virtuous thoughts and virtuous deeds.So that is the key point. So be able to benefit all beings.
我想问他，就说你会觉得有时候自己造恶业的时候，你会觉得还好，好像没有什么报应。不晓得有没有这样的动过这样的念头？其实应该讲说，普贤菩萨已经帮我们承担的非常的多。那接着我们谈谈什么叫回向。回向呢？回向意思就是分享的意思。分享意思是说，我们其实有几个层次哈，比如说，把我自己的功德分享给一切众生，叫回己向他；然后把你的功德从凡界，你的凡回到圣，然后成佛回神；另外是回小向大，回小小的愿变成大的成就；另外是有限的功德变成无限的功德。所以回向有这四层意思在。
So, sometimes maybe you have this idea, oh, actually I did something really not good.But hey, I didn't really get any kind of consequences that I thought I would get. Well, things like that happen is because these great Bodhisattvas and Buddhas have somehow, they transfer their great merits to us so that we will be able to somehow get lesser sufferings from what we have conducted, what we did. Now, when we talk about transfer merits,or transfer, that word actually means to share. And when we say to share the merits of our practice, there are four different kinds. First is to you share your own merits and virtues to others. That's one kind of transference. The second kind is,you transferring yourself from these ordinary sentient beings to become a sainthood. That's the second kind. And the third kind, you transfer yourself become this small and from small to become this vast and big and open. The last one is you transfer this limited virtue and merits to become thisendless, ultimate body and endless virtues and merits.
比如说像我们常常在念佛，我们在修净土法门的人都希望一切功德回向什么？回向西方极乐世界，对吧？是不是？对。所以你看，你只是念佛，可是你希望回向西方极乐世界，就是从有限回向无限的，从己从凡，然后回到圣，从己回他，一样的道理。那我们来讲说，这边谈到说回向菩提哦，这个菩提，它不是说回向一切众生哦。我们往下谈谈回向一切众生这个问题。
Using example of someone who is practicing Pure Land, they recite Buddha's name, hoping that the merits and virtues of their practice will be able to transform them and to be reborn in the Western Pure Land.So that example is the demonstration of what we just said, different levels. First, you transfer yourself from an ordinary sentient being into a sainthood, to be born in the Western Pure Land. Also, you also transform from a limited being into infinite power and infinite great bodhisattvas. So this example can demonstrate different levels of transference. Now, when we also talk about the transfer merit from the limited merit and virtue into this bodhi, I want to further explain what that means.
好，大家都希望往生去西方极乐世界哦。请问去西方极乐世界做什么？你去成佛吗？是去西方极乐世界成佛吗？为什么要去西方极乐世界？
The question for the Pure Land practitioner, when their ultimate goal is to be born in the Western Pure Land. Now the question is, what's the purpose of going to the Western Pure Land? Is it to become a Buddha?
其实不是的，去西方极乐世界不是去成佛呀，去西方极乐世界做什么？因为在那个地方我们是莲花化身，在那边呢有因缘，我们可以亲近佛菩萨，亲近在那个佛像，认真的学佛，希望自己在那边学佛之后呢，让我们的福德智慧更圆满之后，能够还度说佛，广度一切有情众生，这才是我们的目的。所以回向无上菩提的意思是，重点第一个一定是度有缘的众生。
No, we are not gonna become a Buddha when we are reborn in the Western Pure Land. Rather, we will become a lotus. It's a transformation form we will become a lotus flower. And because we have this great causing condition, be born in that Western Pure Land, we will have the opportunity to be closer to Amitabha Buddha and all those great bodhisattvas, and we will be able to learn from them and become more purified and be able to then come back and benefit all sentient beings. So the whole essence of the transfer merit is to benefit all sentient beings.
好，那我们来看第九个愿缘谈到说，于诸如来我修学，重点是要跟谁学？重点要跟一切的佛学，跟一切佛学。普贤菩萨在无量劫当中呢，亲近的无数无数的佛，亲近佛，跟佛修学佛法。
So number nine says, we all study with the Buddhas and practice the perfect conduct of Samantabhadra.That is to learn from all Buddhas, different kinds of Buddhas, present, future, and the past.
在《法华经》里面有一个叫做受记品，还有提婆达多品，我想大家知不知道哈？这边呢，释迦牟尼佛都给这个弟子受记说，你未来是要亲近多少多少多少佛之后，你一定成佛。你的佛号叫什么什么什么？你的国名叫什么什么什么？这些讲什么？意思是这些弟子不是只是跟我学啊，不是只是跟我，要跟无数无数的佛学，所以他从来没有说你只是跟我学，要跟无数无数的佛学，跟一切佛学。
In the Lotus Sutra there's a chapter called Bestowal of Prophecy. Also there's a chapter of Diladatta. In the chapter of Bestowal of Prophecy, Shakyamuni Buddha said, it's not just to learn from meYou actually are learned from many, many different kinds of Buddhas.
另外一个例子是什么？像《华严经》里面不是有善财童子五十三参吗？你们听过吗？
对，
你看善财童子当初这个普贤菩萨就要去参水了，开始参哦，从五十菩萨开始参起，参了五十三位大圣之士，大圣之士包括什么？包括比丘啊，包括比丘尼啊，包括国王啊，包括甚至包括释迦牟尼佛的摩耶夫人呐、啊，包括一切一切的，最后还参回来到普贤菩萨。所以在学的这个过程当中，又跟一切的人学。
Also in the Avatamsaka Sutra, in that sutra, there is this great practitioner called Sudhana Kumara. Sudhana Kumara went along, visited 53 great practitioners, and in that chapter illustrates that he goes to different kinds of different great bodhisattvas and learn from them the way they how they attain where they attain.
好，你看，我们好好看这个第九个证哈，它是除了跟佛学之外，还要供养一切的佛，供养什么？供养过去的佛、现在的佛，还有未来的佛。我们想问的是说，现在佛跟未来佛，现在佛我们还有可能供养吗？那过去的佛跟未来佛，我们要怎么样供养？怎么样亲近？
Now, when we talk about making offerings to all Buddhas, talk about how are we going to make offerings to present, past, and future Buddha.
比如说像过去的佛已经圆满入涅槃了，其实我们可以供养什么？其实我们可以供养佛经，可以吗？可以吗？供养佛的舍利塔，可以吗？对不对？可以吗？齁，供养我们可以供养佛的塔，可以吗？我们现在可以看到，所以这个可以，我们可以用这样的方法来供养。
There are different ways to make offerings. We can make offerings to Buddha's relics. We can make offerings to the pagoda. Different kinds of offerings we can make.
所以你看这个第九个证啊，这边讲到说，他并不是说他没有谈到释迦牟尼佛大行大愿，但是他是告诉我们说要供养一切的佛，包括十方三世一切佛，过去、现在跟未来一切佛，这样的话才圆满，才成佛耶。表示他没有考虑到自己什么时候成佛，他就是无尽的供养，努力的供养，希望一直往下供养，到尽未来际。因为这个才是大行跟大愿。
So it's not when we make offerings, we're not making offerings so that for ourselves eventually will become Buddha. No, we're making offerings to all kinds of different, using different ways to past, present, and future Buddhas in the 10 directions. That is just we make offerings, not for the purpose of ourselves.
请问大家会成佛吗？你未来会成佛吗？会吗？一定要有信心未来会成佛，对吗？不然我们今天就不用修学佛法了，不是吗？那既然我们都是未来的佛，要不要互相供养啊？要，是。
Question, are we all future Buddhas? Yes. If so, are we going to make offerings to all each other? Yes.
因为我们都是未来佛。
Because we are all future Buddhas.
所以这个就是普贤菩萨第九个愿谈到未来佛也要供养啊。所以进未来界的时候，我们可能不是现这个身啊，但是你有因缘的话，还是要彼此要做供养。好，对。
Because of this, we need to make offerings to each other.
好，这边的另外谈到这个佛刹图，对，谈到佛刹图，好，有看到第九愿有个佛刹图，我们看到这个佛刹图，佛刹图有两种哦，一种叫做佛的报身图、果报图，另外是佛的应化图。
This we talk about different land, right? One is the land of retribution.Or the land of transformation.
好，那我们再看这个果报图啊，佛的果报图，那个地方是佛的智慧庄严的地方。那个地方谁会在那个地方呢？只有报身佛、大菩萨、法身大士跟佛会在那个地方。那我们这些凡夫众生会在哪里呢？会在这个应化图里面。就像我们这个娑婆世界，就是释迦牟尼佛的应化的地方，应化的世界。
the realm of reward, that is the realm that only the Buddha will be there. For us, we are in the world of transformation. So we won't be able to see Buddhas in the realms of transformation.
所以我们也提醒自己了，我们好好修行，以后有自己的果报土啊、哦，然后也希望我们自己有因缘去到其他国的果报土上。假设你修行，你是一个大菩萨、法身大士，就是基本上是已经到了佛的前身，那个时候你才能够到佛的果报土。一般来说，只是到佛的应化土。你看到应化土，比如说娑婆世界，其实是释迦牟尼佛的庄严的净土、清净土。可是我们众生的肉眼看到的都是高下不停、不平、污秽的，这只是硬化。
So in these two different kinds of realms, the first one is the realm of reward. Like I said earlier, only people who have attained to a Buddhahood or great Bodhisattva level will be able to appear in those realms, in that realm.The rest of us, the sentient beings, because we are not completely purified, therefore we only will dwell in the world called the transformation world, the realm of transformation. So, but Shaka world to Buddhas, it is pure, but for sentient beings, it is not pure, because sentient beingsHave not been purified in their body, speech, and mind, therefore they see variations of different kinds of calamities or defilements of each other.
好，那讲完上面前面那个十大愿，这个十个大愿一般大家都比较会常常在念的十大愿。下面呢，我再把它整理出来的时候，我们谈到第十一个叫利益众生愿。
The next one is to benefit sentient beings' vows.
好，就是我们第十个愿叫利益众生赞，还有第十一的大行利生赞。好，我们来看这两个赞。
The 11th is to benefit great practice to benefit all beings.
And the 10th.
Benefit of
好，我们来看第十个赞哈。诸佛贤义觉树王，诸佛子等皆充满，所有十方度众生，愿皆安乐无众患，一切群生获法力，愿得随顺如意心。这个章就是其实连着上面这个回向普贤回向之后的，接着讲说，愿为了一切诸佛啊，还有他们都能够成佛之后呢，就很快的在菩提树下成佛之后呢。而且像释迦牟尼佛一样转法轮，开始讲华严经，初转法轮讲华严经，都能够化无量的众生，让众生都能够离苦得乐，获到大法印。
Number 10 is to benefit all sentient beings in all lands of the 10 directions, vast, great, pure, and wonderfully adorned. All the Tathagatas sit beneath regal Bodhi trees, white assemblies circumambulate them. I vow that every being in all directions will be peaceful, happy, and without worry. May they obtain the proper Dhamma's profound aid, and may all their afflictions be wiped away without exception. Number 11, to benefit sentient beings.While striving to attain Bodhi, I will gain the knowledge of past lives in all destinies.
好，那现在我们来看第十个站。第十个站这边呢，我们谈到一个名字叫觉树王。大家看到这个觉树王吗？好，其实我们知道说，当初释迦牟尼佛在印度的布迪盖亚菩提树下成佛的时候，那个菩提树叫觉树王，它是成佛的。佛呢在树下觉悟，那个叫觉树。
So there is this phrase, the King Tree of Enlightenment. The reason we gave this name is because that is the tree that Shakyamuni Buddha sat on and attained Buddhahood. That's why we gave this name, King Tree of Enlightenment.
我们知道未来下来诸佛是谁？弥勒菩萨，对不对？弥勒菩萨他以后还会在人间成佛，也会在树下成佛，但是他不一定是菩提树，但是他在那个树下成佛的那棵树也称为菩提树，也称为觉树，觉树王。
Well, we know the immediate next future Buddha, of this Baha world or human realm, is Bodhisattva Maitreya. He also will sit under a tree before he attained Buddhahood, and that tree also will be called the Bodhi tree, as well as.The King Tree of Enlightenment.
这个觉的意思就是菩提嘛，菩提的意思就是觉嘛，哦。那这个菩提呢，有大菩提、小菩提，有声闻菩提，有缘觉菩提，当然还有菩萨菩提。所以这个菩提就是觉悟的意思。假如说像一个声闻，它在这个树下，成阿罗汉果，那这一棵树只能叫做觉树，可能它不是称为觉树王。当你成佛的时候，才能称为觉树王。
Bodhi means enlightenment. Now, when we talk about enlightenment, there is small enlightenment and big enlightenment. There is enlightenment attained by a hearer or attained by Shravaka. So there's a different levels of enlightenment. For example, if someone who has attained the level ofArhat, the tree that this person sit under when he attained the Arhatship, that tree will not be called the King Tree of Enlightenment, but it will be called the Tree of Enlightenment, but not the King Tree of Enlightenment. Only the tree that the Buddha, future Buddha, sat under will be called the King Tree of Enlightenment.
比如说有一天在一棵苹果树下开悟了，这个苹果树可不可以称为觉树王？不行哦，只称为树王，称为觉树，称为树王。哦，只称为觉树，这不能称为觉树王。
For example, if I one day sat under the apple tree and I attained enlightenment, well, this apple tree will not be called the king tree of enlightenment, but it will be called the tree of enlightenment.
这样大家懂吗？觉树王自己是要成佛的才算。好，那我们来看第十一个赞，叫大行定身赞。这边讲是说呢，他说这个普贤菩萨在发无上菩提心的时候呢，他修行过程中呢，他除了对他是往昔所造一切事情都很清楚，知道这所谓的宿命。大家看到这两个字，宿命，宿命，对往昔事知道清楚。这个宿命当然有两个，第一个是他已经证的宿命，所以他很清楚。第二是我们从修学佛法当中知道我们这一生的受报，清楚这个受报，这个叫宿命。
Now let's continue to number 11. To practice extensively to benefit sentient beings. Here there's a phrase used called 宿命. In English means previous life or lives. Now when you cultivateDeeper enough, you will attend to a level you'll be able to know your previous lives, what kind of lives you had and what kind of actions you have done. And for people of very highly attained practitioner reach to attend this great supernatural power that be able to really know clearly, vividly what had happened to them previous lifetime.
Okay.有一部经叫做《佛说三世因果经》，大家可能听过哈。比如说像这一次，你看有人长得很高有人长得很矮有人长得很黑那有的人呢，比如说有人就很好，他可以开车子，有人必须要走路，有人住在大厦里面，有人住在小屋子里面，这全部都是三世因果。那假如说你对这个清楚的话，其实我们也就是有宿命。那上一次我们谈一个故事，叫做难陀的。提女点共灯的故事，你还记得吗？我谈到说这个难陀呢，他想起来说我这次是个乞丐， 就是因为我前身都舍不得布施兼贪，所以这个其实也就是宿命。
There is a sutra, Shakyamuni said, talked about, it's called the Sutra of Three Lifetimes and Causes and Effect. In that sutra, it talks about different causes and effects will then make you who you are at this lifetime. So, for example, some of you taller than the other, some of you prettier than the other, some of you live in a better household than others, all these things are the effect from the cause you have done in the previous lifetimes. So this illustrates that, you know, everything, there is a cause and effect. There's a rule of cause and effect operating in that.
而且呢，我还记得我过去生的时候常常发心出家，而且他说戒行无垢很清净，常清净持行清净的戒痕，而且呢，从来都没有那有不疏忽，让有一个针孔这么样的不清净的念头，罪垢的念头，让他趁虚而起，表示他非常的认真修行，持清净戒痕。
So in here, Samantabhadra Bodhisattva said that he actually know very clearly. He remembered his past lives very clearly. What had happened? He has.Lifetime after lifetime make pure vows to practice and diligently so he's really clear at every moment what had happened in the past.
好，在这个第十一个赞下面有个叫做天雨龙雨夜叉雨鸠盘土雨及人雨所有一切群生雨皆以诸因而说法，意思是说在修行这个无上佛道的当中呢，你所听到的一切无论现什么形，就是你听到一切声音，还有看到一切形象，无论什么形象，他们都在说佛话，都在说佛话，讲佛话，听佛话。
The stanza here says, "Be they gods, dragons, yakshas, and kambandas, humans, non-human, and the rest, in the many languages of all such living beings, with every sound, I will speak the Dharma."It just illustrates whatever the shapes and languages and sounds are made, all for one purpose, to illustrate or to expound the Dharma.
我们听看唱，有一部经叫《观世音菩萨普门品》，有吗？它是在《法华经》里面第25品。这边谈到观世音菩萨有多少应化身啊？32，甚至说33个应化身，对不对？他。众生需要他什么，他现什么身，他可能是国王身啊，大自在天身啊，天大将军身啊，等等等等身。所以你可以看到，所以我们看到一切菩萨其实就是在修行一样的，现各种身，需要怎么样听到，其实他们就在说佛法。
In the Lotus Sutra, there is a chapter of universal gate, Avatamsaka Sutra. Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva chapter. It mentioned that this Bodhisattva can transform himself into 32 different kinds of shapes and forms. This all illustrates that it will have, for the purpose of expounding the Dharma in different shapes and forms and languages and sounds.
Okay. 另外在《阿弥陀经》，我们常在唱《阿弥陀经》里面讲说，比佛国度有奇妙种种杂色之鸟，你看白鹤、孔雀、鹦鹉、嘉陵、屏前、共鸣之鸟，有没有？这种鸟昼夜六时出和雅音，在什么五根五力七菩提分八圣道分等等做什么？他说他的都在念佛、念法、念僧，我们都在《阿弥陀经》看过这段，对不对？有哈。
Also in the Amitabha.Buddha's Sutra Amitabha Buddha. It listed different kinds of species, birds, different kinds of birds, making different kinds of sounds, or expounding Buddha Dharma.
好，那下面我们再看往下看这个第十一个站往下。那就往下看，这边讲到什么？要修行什么？ 修行六波罗蜜。六波罗蜜大家知道吗？布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧，对不对？修行六波罗蜜，然后生菩提心，希望一切的罪障啊，一切的三业障啊，都能够消除。
Continue. We talk about also here practice the paramita, six paramitas. Six paramitas is offerings and sila, endurance, diligence, and concentration and wisdom.
一个生菩菩提心，发菩提心不是只是为自己成佛，为了这个我们修六度波罗蜜呢，我们知道说我们要成佛要三起百劫，三大真起劫就是修六度波罗蜜啊，修六度波罗蜜为了要成佛，成佛是为了度众生，所以这边就回到就是说他能够回到修波罗蜜，然后发菩提心，为了利益一切众生。
So the key point here is to cultivate the six parameters.The purpose of practice six paramitas is to attain Buddhahood, and the purpose of attaining Buddhahood is to benefit all beings. That's why we are practicing six paramitas.
而且好，而且从那个这个三障，就是业障啊、烦恼障、魔障中呢，能够解脱，从世间道能解脱。什么叫世间道？假如说你对一切事情贪着、迷恋。这样的话，这个就是世间道。希望在修学当中的过程当中呢，自己能够从这个世间道能够解脱，然后希望众生也是解脱。这样就好像这个解脱就好像什么？好像这个莲花啊，莲花长在水里面长出来，可它的莲花的叶子不沾水的，莲花不着水，就好像这月亮啊、太阳啊在天空，但是它不着一点，它是会移动的，而是对一切事情不执着。
Also, when we cultivate Bodhisattva path, we are trying to purify our body, speech, and mind, and try to dissolve different kinds of obstacles from maybe our karma, or maybe demonic, or maybe from the passions or desires that accumulated through our mental or physical acts. All these is so that we could, when we cultivate the Bodhisattva path, we will be able to dissolve all these sufferings of ours. Just like using the example of lotus flowers. Lotus flowers are grow under a very muddy, in a very muddy soil, but the muddiness of the soil will not dirty the flower itself. The flower is still very pure. That is like all sentient beings cultivating Bodhisattva path in this Saha world, which is not pure. But out of this practice, we could still transcend ourselves and become, alleviate our sufferings and become pure.
这个莲花从水里面长出来，但是莲花的花跟莲花的叶是不沾水的。
So the lotus flower grow out of the and the leaves grow in the water, but the leaves and flowers will not be stained or will not contain this water.
所以这整个站的最后一个偈颂，大家看一下，他说。诸恶去苦愿极尽，一切群生令安乐，于诸群生行利益，乃至十方诸刹土。意思是说，我修行的过程重要，我希望的是一切的众生，像地狱道、恶鬼道、畜生道，一切三恶道的众生的所有的苦难，希望他们都能够消灭。而且呢，我希望利益一切的众生，乃至十方一切众生，利益他们，希望他们都能够成佛。也就是这个愿的重点是这样。
So the last line of number 11, ending the sufferings of the past is evil, and to everyone equally bringing joy, may I for eons like the mote of dust in all lands ever benefit all in the 10 directions. So the key point here is the last one. Ever benefit all in the 10 directions.
好，从前面讲到今天讲的时候，不是当中突然我们谈到普贤菩萨的愿，那这个当中呢，一直有一个东西出现，就是重重无尽的观念。普贤菩萨啊，不论他去理一切的佛，也就是重重无尽，包括普贤菩萨本身也是现重重无尽身，做一切的行，一切的菩提行，就不断的提到这个重重无尽的观念。
Upon here, we talk aloud a lot, and but we continuously mention this phrase levels and levels, endless and layers and layers, endless times and endless devotions. It's the key point of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. He will make endless time of making vows to respect all Buddhas.
所以这个重重无尽的观念一直是华严经的非常重要的一个观念，所以在这个普贤行愿里面也不断不断的出现，虽然我们没有提那么清楚，但是这个观念大家应该 keep 在心里面。
So this layers and layers endless way of making vowsis mentioned in the Avatamsaka Sutra in many places. So just wanted to point that out to you. This is a very important point.
好，下面呢，我们就要往下看。修行这个普贤菩萨的行愿，从上一次修行到现在，利益一切众生之后呢，它到底会有多大的威力？我们来看第十六个站，叫十种威力站。
Now,we talk about the importance of cultivating the vows and practice of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. Now, let's talk about its power when you actually put in practice. And let's read number 16.
Okay, 好，你看，我们看哈，就是它有神足力，还有成威力，就是圣威力、行威力、慈威力。福威力、智威力、般若威力、方便威力、等持威力，还有菩提威力，你看到吗？这十种威力，他说：“哦，这个十种威力呢，我能够摧灭一切的烦恼，能够降伏一切的魔，然后圆满普贤菩萨一切力。”
So in this number 16, it talks about 10 supreme powers, the spiritual power to go everywhere swiftly.The power to enter the Mahayana universally through the universal doors, the power of wisdom and conduct to cultivate merits and virtues universally, the subtle spiritual power to shield all with great compassion, the power to purify and adorn all with supreme blessings everywhere, the power of wisdom, which is unattached and independent, the awesome spiritual powers and the powers of concentration,wisdom and skill in means, the power of universally accumulating bodhi. So you see there are 10 different kinds of supreme powers you will accumulate after you practice cultivating this great vows and practice of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva.
这具从这十种威力的它能够做什么呢？它能够摧灭一切的烦恼，然后降伏一切的魔众，最后是圆满一切的菩提。
The function of these 10 powers is to sever, to diminish all vexations and the destruction from demonic obstructions and eventually attain Buddhahood.
所以不只是这四种威力哦，下面还可以圆满七个海，我们看到第十七个站。
Not just 10 powers you will attain, also, the following one, 17, it talks about the complete perfection of the seven seas.
好，这七个海有什么海？那是刹土海，五蕴清净刹土海，哇号刹土海。然后呢，能够解脱是众生海，而且能够观察法海、诸法海，得源于智海、智慧海，能够行愿海，那么清净，另外是愿海能够圆满，诸佛海会能够供养。
So, what are the seven seas, the sea of lands, I everywhere adorn and purify, and I liberate all living beings, the sea of living beings, without exception. With skill I make selections from among the sea of dharmas, and enter deeply into the wisdom sea. I will cultivate the ocean of practices to purify, perfect and complete a sea of vows, or draw near to a sea of Buddhas and make offerings, and cultivate without fatigue for a sea of time. So this is the seven seas we're talking about here.
这个地方很重要，大家看着，这边在谈什么？谈一个普，你看到吗？普令、普能、普能，不是这个普字。这个普的意思就是普遍，到处、处处都是这样。所以因为这样，所以它叫普贤，就是普贤菩萨那个普的意思。
Here in this, it mentioned about everywhere, everywhere, universal, and that is also a character pu in Chinese. It's everywhere, wherever you go.There is Samantabhadra Bodhisattva.
所以我们讲说普贤菩萨的这个法门，虽然讲一个法门，虽然讲他一个法门，其实上他的法门就像观世音菩萨一样的叫普门，普遍的普。我不知道大家有没有看出来，就到处处处都有这个东西，都有普贤菩萨去行跟愿，就是这个普字。
So even though here you may think you onlyhear this one particular Dharma called Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. Actually, this Dharma gate encompasses all Dharma gates, all practices are included in this one particular Dharma gate.
我们讲观世音菩萨叫做普门示现，对吗？观世音菩萨哪里众生需要他，他哪里现，现是什么？示现。观世音菩萨叫普门示现，但是呢，普贤菩萨这个叫普门修行。大家看到这个重点的地方吗？普门修行，所有一切法门都是普贤菩萨的法门涵盖，修行一切法门都在普贤菩萨的行愿法门里面。
So, what's important here is this everywhere? This term universal.Everywhere, encompass everything. For example, we all know Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. His method is wherever you call, he'll be there to help you. So his method we call universal gate of appearances. He will appear in front of you when you call him. Now, for Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, his practice is called wherever practice. It's universal gate of all practices. That means whatever the method you're using, it is included in this Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's universal gate of practice. So his method is called universal gate of practices.
大家听懂了吗？所以普贤菩萨行为什么那么的殊胜，就是因为你虽然是修一个普贤菩萨的行愿，但是发了这么大的愿，所以等于修学一切的佛法，这是圆满一切究竟的法门。
So now you know why it's so unbelievably important and wondrous of this Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great practice and great vows method, because this method itself, this practice itself encompasses all practices, all Buddha Dharma practices. So when you practice this, actually you are practicing all methods simultaneously. That's why it's so important of this Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great practice and great vows.
我不知道大家听到这个地方有没有觉得很欢喜？今天你们来可能是手上是空空的，空手而回哈。不过我在你的方便里面有没有种下一点点的菩提种子。
After hearing this, I don't know whether you will arouse inside of you this Dhamma joy. I'm so happy you actually today you have this opportunity to hear this great Bodhisattva, his practices. So maybe you think you came here, you know, empty handed, you're not really getting anything. But in fact, upon hearing these words, you already plant a seed in your eight consciousness. You already have a seed inside there.
所以只要都我们在自己心中有佛法，心中有普贤菩萨的行愿，这样一个弟子一个观念，一直到成佛之际，其实已经够了。所以在这边祝福大家早日成佛，阿弥陀佛。
Lastly, I hope in your heart there is a Buddha Dharma. Be it a phrase, a word, or just simply a verse. And I wish all of you will attain Buddhahood swiftly.
阿弥陀佛。好，我们有一分钟，我们可以开放问一个问题。
We have 1 minute for one question.
要是没有问题，我们就可以早点吃饭喽。哎呦，
我是
庄严佛祖是什么意思？庄严佛祖意思是说，应该怎么说？当然，其实这个佛祖没有一个特定的形状，但是假如说在这个佛祖里面的人都是一个住上善的，大家都没有行恶的观念，那就是一个非常非常清净的地方，那就是佛祖庄严。
Now, first of all, Buddha land, there is no particular shape and form. If in that place, everybody is pure, everybody is, have pure conduct by speech and mind, then that itself is a dawn Buddha land.
Say everybody?
Yeah, every being in that land.
So a dawn is to purify everybody.
就是我要讲的关键是，这个佛祖不是每个人要去就去的嘞，他必须有因缘嘞。比如说我们刚刚讲说，你跟这个佛没有缘，你说我要去他那个地方也不可能的，所以一定是诸佛菩萨，他一定跟诸佛菩萨有相应才有办法去啊，并不是所有人都可以去那里，所以跟他相应的去那边的基本上会他是相近的，这是比较重要的观念。
The other thing is, you will not be able to, be born in a particular pure, Buddha land.If you don't have the affinity with that particular Buddha.
Okay. 好，那我们一起来念回向偈。
Let's recite the transformation
verse.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Outwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude.Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss. 愿以此功德，庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心。禁止一报身，同生极乐国。
阿弥陀佛。这个讲义，只要你想，你要的话，你可以带走。
You can keep the hand out if you want to.
Please rise. Bow to the Buddha.Bow to 圣严师父 Bow to 常净法师
阿弥陀佛祝福大家早日成佛
阿弥陀佛
Please face the truth Join your hands Bow to 法师